May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Again, this is not what I was going to share, but Bracken does such a great job reading these things. Somehow he gets the good scriptures. Let me read another account. This is from John chapter 20. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came early to the tomb while it was still dark and saw the stone already taken away from the tomb. So she ran and came to Simon Peter, to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, John speaking of himself, and said to them, "They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Peter therefore went forth, and the other disciple, and they were going to the tomb, and the two were running together, and the other disciple ran ahead of faster than Peter, and came to the tomb first, and stopping and looking in, he saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. And Simon Peter therefore also came following him, and he entered the tomb, and beheld, he saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the face cloth which had been on his head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled in a place by itself. And then entered in therefore the other disciple, John also, who had first come to the tomb, and he saw, and he believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture, he must rise again from the dead. So the disciples went their own way, and then there's Mary Magdalene, who's there, and she believes that the people have come and stolen his body. It just struck me when Bracken was reading the gospel lesson a few minutes ago how profound this whole thing is. This whole scene is sort of bizarre. It's not just the story of a person who's missing. As I shared Easter, the stone wasn't rolled away so that Jesus could get out. The stone was rolled away so they could get in to see the resurrection. But as we know, what Scripture tells us, it says Jesus said that he came to make all things new in Revelation 21:5. That was accomplished in his resurrection, in his death, burial, and resurrection. We've said this a lot of times before, but the whole world was in Christ crucified. That was God's solution to fallen humanity and to the fallen world, death and resurrection. There was no repairing his death and resurrection. The whole world and all of humanity was in the person of Christ, buried and then risen. And so that's why it says we were born again through the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We were all raised up in him. Now there came a time when we were born into this world and we believed that and received that gift. And therefore that which was reserved for us, accomplished for us, became real to us personally. So think about that. Think about this event. There's a lot more going on here than one man whose body's missing. All of creation is made new in this event. We're seeing its unfolding and manifestation. We'll eventually get our new body. We'll see a new heavens and new earth. But all that was purchased and accomplished in the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. In his resurrection, the whole world was risen in him as a new creation. You were. My new birth was accomplished back then. Now I had to receive it, you know. But it was all done back then for every human being. The redemption of the world, mankind, the reconciliation of all humanity to him. That was all going on in that resurrection. I mean, that's the most important event in human history. The whole, you're going to bruise his head and he's going to bruise you're going to bruise his heel, he's going to bruise your head. The whole God's solution to the fall, which was the biggest problem ever. All of that was here in this. And yet, what a quiet thing it was. I mean, each gospel shares a few little unique things about what happened. Like sometimes there's like one angel, then another angel would appear. But you'd think there'd been millions of angels. I mean, this is the biggest event in human history. This changed everything, changed the world, changed the storyline. everything, changed you, changed us, changed everything. Again, the new heavens and new earth, which we'll see manifested, was risen in Christ. It's just yet to be manifested. That was all accomplished. That's the biggest thing. It's bigger than this 4 trillion, zillion, gazillion Hiroshimas and Nagasakis. Then that's not even a good enough number in terms of the shattering, changing stuff. And yet there's a couple of angels and there's one angel. Then there's a couple of disciples and one of them believes, the only one who does. He appears to Peter later in the day and Peter then believes. The rest of the guys didn't. They get the reports. They don't. There's just a lot of unbelief going on. Was it a whole bunch of people that came back to the tomb? Just a handful of people that kind of came and went, and an angel here and an angel there, 2 angels at one time. And yet, you would think that somehow the Father would orchestrate it where countless millions would have been there. You know, because I'm a big soccer fan, so, and some of you, none of this make any sense at all, but just recently, there was the Champions League final in Europe, and my team won, and I made sure I was there to watch it, and it was probably the most watched event in sports, probably even more than the Super Bowl in the world this last year. I mean, this is bigger than that, and yet, where's the big deal? I mean, where's the noise? Where's the crowd, where's the stuff? And here's the point. Sometimes in your life and in my life, when it seems like not a big deal is really going on, where nothing's really happening that big a deal, you know, just little stuff and nobody really knows and it's not a big deal, that could be the most important thing that God's ever done in your life. You just can't see it. You're having, there's even a lot of unbelief involved around it. I mean, all these people were not believing. One here and one there. Finally, 8 days later, the last disciple believed. So here's an event where it's kind of silent, not much stirring, not many people, nobody's really paying attention. There's a lot of unbelief involved. And yet God was accomplishing the biggest thing in history. That could very well be happening in your life, where something's going on, or you've been believing God for something, and it just seems to be kind of silent. There's not much stirring, and you're just even struggling with believing. Well, it could be very well that behind the scenes, the biggest thing that's ever happened that you've prayed into for years is actually taking place. You just can't see it. And your unbelief can't stop it, so don't worry about it. That's just how God is. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.